Hey Potters, welcome to episode 163 of Cosplot, the podcast for all things cosplay. We are back from AllCon. Woohoo!
Yay. It's very delayed.
It's been a long weekend, you guys. We're kind of tired. And we both had to work today.
Yeah. Friendly reminder, that's Amber, I'm Valerie. Hi!
And by our powers combined, we are Cospod,
the podcast for all things cosplay.
Yes.
There is some pros and cons to having a busy con weekend like we have, because I had the lovely joy of being able to get a full 8 hours of sleep on Saturday night to Sunday morning, which almost never happens to me ever. But I was so physically and mentally exhausted at one point that I was just dead to the world. It was nice. It's really nice. Be great if it happened more often.
But we'll get to that. First things first, do we have cosplay updates?
I do.
Okay. I'm glad you do, because I don't. Go ahead.
All right, so hang on. I have to screen share this. So let me flip this button and flip button and button. Yay. So more progress on my Game of Thrones outfit. I'm at the point now where I'm steadily getting closer to being finished with my beading. Not exactly finished with it, but I'm getting close to being finished. There's the, you know, caveat. So the next step is going to be working on all the embroidery, and I need to figure out the sizing, the spacing, how this is all going to fit on me, because my size is not going to fit the actress's size. So I got to make this all work. So I've been doing a lot of Photoshopping of the dress to try to make sure I can get everything to fit. And I'm going to start printing this out and sticking this onto some fabric, getting it on my dress form, and playing with it some more until I can figure out how this is all going to work. It's a struggle. It is a struggle. It's a struggle that will never, ever end. I have a feeling that this costume is probably going to take me another 2 years to complete, but I want my goal to be as long as it's done before the series ends. I think that's achievable at this rate. Fingers crossed.
I don't think that's going to be an issue given the author.
Right. Well, no, here's the thing. There's only one more season left. They're not starting filming until later this year, and it's going to premiere in 2019. So it's going to end regardless of what George R.R. Martin does, because they've already gone way off book from what the series has done.
True, but there's always the movies.
I hope they don't go that route. I think I'm glad that they kind of did this in TV form, because just the way the content is designed, it is just so detailed and so over the top that they can't compound it into a movie. Unless they went like the Marvel Universe method and had like 20 different separate movies for the characters and then had one movie to bring them all together. Like they're doing this year.
Hey, if it makes some money.
And they'll find a way to keep doing it.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that's pretty much all I got. It's mostly beading and Photoshopping to figure out how my embroidery is going to work on my dress. I came to the realization I have to make 5 of those dumb birds. God help me.
It is not infinite. It will come to a closure at some point.
It will. Sooner rather than later would be ideal. It's probably not going to happen.
Well, I don't have any cosplay updates, but I know that I've lost at least another 3 pounds.
Yay! That's still good.
I can tighten my belt another notch. All of my pants now fit, which is a good thing since some of them are a smaller size. So that actually might mean, in terms of cosplay, that when I finish stitching together Zelda's dress, I may have to take it in.
That's not a bad problem to have.
When I was at AllCon, I brought one costume because I knew I was only going to be able to be there for one day. And I brought my ranger costume, which if you guys saw me at AllCon last year, I brought it but didn't wear it because I didn't fit into it. So a year later, there are actually photos of me in the full costume because I now fit again.
Yay. So
I have successfully lost enough weight to fit back into my costume. And that made me feel really, really good. I don't necessarily emote it all that well, but I wanted to cry when I had the costume on because it was like, holy mother of cosplay, I actually can wear this again. I don't have to trash all the rest of my costumes. Now, granted, can't stop, won't stop progress, so I gotta keep going because technically I am still overweight. My doctor will remind me of that the next time I go see her. But, all in good news. It's good for my health, it's good for diabetes. So there's that.
Any progress is good progress. So that's really good. I actually complimented her because I thought that she'd replaced the back zipper on her corslet. And she told me, no, that's the original zipper. I was like, really? It doesn't look like the original zipper.
Everything is the same on that costume basically sat in my closet and collected dust. I didn't touch it. I was going to replace the zipper, and I'm still going to replace the zipper, not with another zipper, but with a corset, like with the loops, like I
With
did
the
for her.
lacing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna do it like that. Just I hadn't done it at the time, so I was like, eh, I'll bring it, and if I can wear it, great. And if I can't, well, I have civvies. Well, I fit, so I wore it. If it fits, I sits. Yes. All right. So moving on to Alcon.
And short updates for us because it's mostly just an all-con episode, per
Yeah.
usual.
Since we just got back from Alcon and had a lot to do at Alcon.
Per usual. Again, it's a
Now,
cycle.
Alcon is technically a 4-day con. It is a Thursday through Sunday convention, and then they also have what they call the Jammy Jam, which is on Wednesday night. It's kind of a networking, social, get to know you, fun kind of thing at the hotel. They changed hotels this year. They are now at the Renaissance Hotel, still in Edison. But it is a much different kind of hotel and a much different feel to the hotel. And for those who have attended conventions for any length of time, you know very well that the hotel affects how the convention feels to you and kind of how it goes. It has a very subtle impact on kind of how you are able to enjoy yourself and how the con runs. I will say that the Renaissance is a really nice hotel. It is a very high quality hotel. And they were still doing renovations while we were there, so there were tarps everywhere. But what I wanted to say in regards to cosplay with the hotel is that the Renaissance had a lot of really good photo shoot locations. I don't think a lot of the cosplayers took advantage of it. I saw cosplayers doing photo shoots in various places, professional style photo shoots where they had all of the gear with them. I didn't see anybody go outside. They have a gazebo court. It's a lovely gazebo court. Go outside and take pictures in it. I kept wanting to like kind of shoot people out there and just go, 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 get outside while it's still nice in Texas.
I think a lot of the problem was most people didn't realize what existed on that bottom floor. So much of the content took place on the ballroom level or the second floor. And people just weren't aware that, oh, yeah, there are additional panel rooms down there. Oh, yeah, the pool is down there. Oh, yeah, there's a gazebo over there. I just don't think people were fully aware of what was around them. And so they kind of just stuck around to the second floor. I don't blame Alcon for that in any way, shape, or form. I think it's just the layout
Oh,
of the
no.
hotel is kind of unusual.
I wasn't blaming the convention at all. It was more that I felt bad for the cosplayers because I felt like you can get such fantastic pictures with some of the scenery that they have. They even have a fountain that you can take pictures around too, and they had all these little alcoves in the walls that had all sorts of nature and greenery and such. And they had some very lovely ballrooms as well. So there were just a lot of potential that I feel like, oh, I wish they could have taken advantage of it. I feel so bad. But as with all conventions in their first year at a new hotel, there was chaos. Things happen. And I can't really fault Alcon for that. I would like to give them a bit of constructive criticism on one thing, and this actually concerns us as well in terms of cosplay, and that is the signing. It really helps when you're in a new hotel that you're unfamiliar with to have very visible, very easily readable, very clear signage on where things are and where you need to go to get there. So, for example, our sign-up computer for the cosplay contest was on the second floor. It was at the info desk. Well, unless you looked at a map to see info desk, you wouldn't necessarily know where that was at the hotel. Which they did provide maps in the programs and on the website, but things weren't always labeled. So I think, you know, in future years, perhaps they should consider putting up a sign when you go up to the second floor and you go towards the convention area, just have a sign saying, you know, A, B, and C go left, D, E, and F go right. And that way you kind of have an idea of generally where you're supposed to go. And then have a sign near the computer that says, contest sign up, so that people know that this is where you need to be.
I did put a sign that's right next to the computer. It may have gotten taken down
It
during
was
the
taken
course of
down.
the day. I don't know. I must have put it up at least twice, so I kind of gave up at one point.
It disappeared. And I feel like that would help Alcon out. I'm aware that the hotel may have restrictions, so that may not be possible, but it is something that I would like to put out there for consideration, that a little bit of extra signage would help. I know that the folks who were running the Artemis Starship Simulator had to put up their own signs because they were kind of tucked away in the back of the con, and a lot of people had trouble finding them. So they
Yeah.
finally had to put up signs going this way.
It's a very oddly laid out hotel, particularly on the ballroom level. Like some of it kind of made sense when you move to the artist area and the dealer's room. It was like, okay, that makes clear sense the way this is really nice. It's an open space. But then trying to get to some of the panel rooms, it's almost kind of like wickety-whack. It didn't make sense the way the turning and the hallways went. It was a lot of long walking to get to nowhere. It was like, okay. Who designed this? This is not very smart, guys. Again, that's the hotel thing. So,
It didn't seem laid out for a convention. I mean,
No.
it's laid out for business
This
gatherings and
is.
such, and that's fine and good, just not quite for the kind of convention that we were having there. But you know, everything worked out as far as I can tell. I know that there were various people doing panels at nearly all times of the day. We should talk about the cosplay contest. Because that's the important part of why we were at Alcon, aside from enjoying the con.
Enjoyed it some. I had a little bit of fun.
Well, I mean, in other words, our primary purpose for being there was for the cosplay contest, and we got to have fun.
Cosplay. Yeah. That's our shindig.
Yes. And so we ended up having 24 contestants, which is actually more than we have had in previous years. So thank you guys very, very much for helping us out with that. We hope that everybody who participated had a great time. Eh. I mean, last year.
Was more than last year, yes, not more than previous years.
Fine.
Have the paperwork.
Anyways,
Keep going, Amber.
you stopped my momentum, man.
I'm good at that. I'm good at like stopping the train.
Now I have to pick it back up again. Anyways.
Go for it.
We had three wonderful judges for our contest this year. We had Meow Bout Cosplay, we had Hawk Word Cosplay, and we had Ashley Wren. And all three of them have competed in our contest before. And all three of them have won various cosplay awards, not necessarily at our show, but they have won awards at other cosplay contests. And they're very qualified to know exactly what they are doing, what they are talking about. And so we wanted to make sure that we had cosplayers judging cosplayers. It's something that's kind of important to us, and that, you know, we want to be judged by our peers who can talk about cosplay.
Another thing to add into that real quick is I know for both of us it's important that we have judges that have a huge variety in their background and what their skill sets are. So we have people who are good with sewing and with armor and with weapons and props and this, and this. So we make sure we get a really good diverse group of people so we can ensure that everybody's judged fairly and equally. We can put someone who's in a huge ball gown hand sewn next to somebody who's got, handmade armor, and they're going to be judged fairly.
Right. And so we are very grateful to them for donating their time to us.
Thank you again for the billionth time.
And of course, we would like to thank our sponsors, Epic Cosplay Wigs and Man-Made Soap,
Yay.
both of whom were very generous to us. We were able to give away gift certificates from Epic Cosplay to each of our winners, and we were able to give away plenty of soap and discount coupons.
So much soap. Way more soap than I thought we were going to get. Whoa.
I will tell you guys that I had to go and pick up the soap on Thursday and transport it home so that we could assemble our prize packs for the contest. my car smelled divine. So, for the guys over there at Mad Made Soap, perhaps an added benefit to your wares is that it also acts as a car freshener while you are driving at home.
The business card smelled lovely afterwards.
Yes. So did the discount coupons, I will
Oh
have you know.
yeah.
But yes, we are very grateful to them. And of course, we also patronize Crown Awards. And thank you guys very much for making our trophies once again this year. We always try and give away trophies and then, other prizes on top of that as best as we can. And we also gave away, many, many patterns as well. We like to give away McCall's and Simplicity patterns. They're good quality patterns. So we had that. Everything went smoothly, which is definitely a pleasant surprise every year because I tend to expect everything that can go wrong will go wrong because it's a convention.
And I overplan everything to make sure that nothing does go wrong. So,
We both kind of take backups on top of backups,
yeah.
especially where technology is concerned. So, I mean, we had paper backups to the electronic backups. We had spare storage with us. We had all sorts of things just to make sure that everything went as best as we could. It's the best as we could handle it. And I would also very much like to say thank you to our helpers because we realistically cannot do the show without you guys. So I don't know if you want to name your kin by name or not.
Yeah, it's my brother. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if you were wanting to name him or not.
Yeah, I don't
But he and Trent, we are very, very grateful for your guys' help. Basically, they did anything that needed doing, whether it was getting the judges' water, helping people up and down the stage, going to guard the door and kind of drum up interest, all sorts of things. We couldn't have done it without you guys. So thank you very much. And then last but definitely not least, in terms of thanking people, we would like to thank AllCon for having us back. Because we literally would not be doing this contest if they did not ask us to do it.
Yeah, pretty much.
And we're very grateful that they continue to have enough faith in us to do this every year, that they have been asking us back to do it. So, of course, if you guys were in attendance or if you participated and had a good time, please let them know because that means they might ask us back next year as well. And we would, of course, love to do it again. But like I said, everything went smoothly. The contestants, I am very pleasantly surprised to say, posed and stopped.
They did. I was so
I
happy.
was so proud of them. I sat there going, oh, there's going to be somebody who runs across the stage in 5 seconds. There's going to be somebody who does it. No, every single contestant stopped and posed.
They listened.
It
Yay.
was wonderful. And we got great pictures of them because of that and great
Exactly.
video. And so I hope that they're really proud of themselves, both for, being able to go up on the stage, because we had at least one person up there who had never been in a cosplay contest before. So, for those who participated should be really proud of themselves, both for doing that and for being able to help us give them great pictures and video. So I was really happy with that.
Yeah, I think that's been one of the things that I made sure to put into my presentation to the contestants every year. It's like, this is how you walk on stage. This is how you pose. Please do this so people can see your costume. Please do this so you're not a blur on the camera. It's worked solidly every single year. So I'm just glad that people still keep listening to us.
Yes. And the winners were very clear this year. There's very rarely any ambiguity with our participants. It's not, let's do a coin flip. No, we score everything and keep it very fair as best as we can. And, we back our opinions up basically and say, here is why we decided who won this. So that all went well. And everybody seemed to have a good time. We had a very full audience and they stayed the whole time.
I think my halftime show helped.
We didn't have a mass exodus of people, which is always a good thing. When you're running shows and contests, the last thing you want to see is like mass exodus of people
Yeah.
leaving in the middle of your show.
It's hard to keep people in their seats after the main contest is done because you're like, oh, it's the awards, who cares? And I think that's the biggest issue with anime conventions is because they take so much time in judging that you lose the audience interest like within seconds. And it's like you need something to keep them entertained, to keep their butts in the seat. So what we decided to do for a halftime show this year, in the past we've done like cosplay videos. This year, I decided, why don't we have like a sing-along, since I knew we were going to have a projector, we can have like the title cards and all that. It'll be easy. I just picked a couple of geeky songs, threw them together, no problem. It did troll the audience temporarily for about maybe 10 seconds. I Rickrolled them at the beginning, but
It was a little more than 10 seconds. It was more like 30 seconds.
in all fairness, I did play the full song and I was singing. I was legit singing to it.
Yes, because I had to run back and forth around the stage as it was playing. People didn't take it seriously until like the second and third songs, and then they actually started taking it seriously.
No, there were some people who were singing up front. The kids who were singing to the Dragon Ball song at the beginning, they were into it.
I mean after the Rickrolling.
Okay.
People weren't taking it very seriously during the Rickroll, even though you played the whole song. They didn't actually start singing in earnest until the second and third songs.
Yeah, and I did have a nice little message at the beginning that said, "Everybody, please stay in your seats. Do not be alarmed. You are not being Rickrolled. We actually do really like this song because we're 80s fans."
And there were quite a few people in the audience singing to several the Mulan
Yep.
yeah.
I knew that that would be an easy one.
The was it Be a Man, Dark Side of the Moon? I forget what the official title of the song is, but
I think it's
basically,
just Be a Man, I think. I don't even know what the
I
title
thought
of the
Dark
song
Side of
is.
the Moon was parentheses. Anyways, I think that was the one that I heard the most people singing along to as we were frantically doing scoring on our papers.
We
We
are
were
mathing.
done with the entire contest in under 40 minutes.
We're efficient.
Yeah, that's including judging, award ceremony, everything, under 40 minutes. So basically, everybody had the rest of the evening to just go out, eat dinner, enjoy more of the con, make it to
Yeah,
other
there's still
panels.
like an hour and a half left at the dealer's room. So I was like, go back upstairs and buy stuff. Have fun.
Yeah, I mean, we were efficient enough that we had some contestants that were worried about getting out on time. And so they were like, well, can I run up really fast before my prejudging and go and purchase stuff from the dealer's den before they close? They easily made it up and back with plenty of time to be prejudged. So that should tell you guys just how efficient we are at running this thing.
Has skills.
I mean, we're not really trying to toot our own horn that much. We're just really happy that it went as well as it did. But that went well. And then after all was said and done, and we had packed up and everybody had left, Val and family went home to get 8 hours of sleep, apparently.
Ramen first, then we went home. There was an order.
Unfortunately, when I got upstairs, well, I was exhausted, but that wasn't why I was sorry. Why I was sorry is that for some reason people decided to whoop and holler and make a lot of noise until about 2 a.m. in the morning. While I understand that this is a convention and that these things sometimes happen at conventions, the Renaissance has no soundproofing or insulation whatsoever. You hear what's going on everywhere. And there are people who are staying in the hotel, and I know this because I saw them, who are not with the con. In fact, I talked to two of them who asked me what the hell was going on. And they did not know what Comic-Con was either. So I had to patiently explain to them what this was. So between them and the pilots that I also know were staying in that hotel, there were plenty of people who were there on business who probably also did not appreciate the noise at 2 a.m. in the morning. Just letting people know that I know you want to have fun. Please, think about the other people in the hotel that might have to sleep. So that was kind of my only real gripe about it was, noise until 2 in the morning. One of the other pleasant surprises that I wanted to mention that the con didn't know about until it actually happened was that the hotel offered sandwiches, chips, fruit, candy, cookies, drinks for what were very reasonable prices. And these were gourmet sandwiches. They didn't, peanut butter on standard Mrs. Baird's. No, they actually made gourmet sandwiches for $6. And they were, to the best of my knowledge, also using local produce, so good on them. So that's always a pleasant surprise. Although the hotel is located on Restaurant Row, so even if you couldn't eat what was there offered at the hotel, you could just walk down the street and up and down the avenue, or basically any restaurant you could want. See, the one time, people ask for restaurant gift cards. Well, this is the place where they could have used them because we were on restaurant row.
Cash was easier.
That is true, and I think they appreciated that much more than restaurant gift cards.
Cash is so much easier to handle because, man, especially when you have groups and you're like, okay, who gets the gift card?
Yeah, we usually prefer giving away like gift certificates, cash, things that are a little more easily divided, among others. I mean, heck, you can even cut the soap in half if you wanted to for groups. Because I know we had at least one group participating on the stage. Oh, that soap smelled so good.
We were just kind of sniffing the business cards for a while because the business cards sat at the bottom of the bag with the soap. So it was just like, all right. Air fresheners. Guys, do air fresheners or do like car air fresheners, even better. That'd be great.
They'd actually have good quality ones too. But all in all, good year at Alcon. My only other, I don't want to say complaint because this isn't really a complaint. It's more of a regret, is that I tried to go down for Evil Ted's meet and greet, where he was down at the bar after the dealer's den closed, and unfortunately, there were so many other people with him that there wasn't really room at the table for other people to sit. I was like, oh, I wanted to go talk to him. He is the nicest, most personable guy. Seriously, the man was made to be a teacher. He's really nice, doesn't mind talking shop, doesn't mind answering your questions. In fact, he encourages your questions. And he just has a great sense of humor too, and he's not afraid to curse.
Very important, kids.
His YouTube shows are all very family friendly because he knows that kids watch. However, if you watch the panel that I filmed of him, he does not stay family friendly the whole time.
That's kind of one of the nice things and one of the charms that I love so much about Alcon is that the guests that they bring in, whether it's cosplay or industry from film, television, whatever, they tend to get people who are very personable, who don't mind hanging out with like the other attendees. You know, they want to sit there, they want to talk to you. They're right there for you to connect with. There is no wall. There isn't like, okay, here's 10 seconds for your autograph. Now you need to move on. You get to actually talk to these people, which is always so enjoyable. I greatly appreciated that the year prior when it was two of the Power Rangers that made my little 10-year-old so happy in so many ways. I really appreciated it this year because I got to meet DC Douglas, who I have a huge amount of respect for. He's one of my favorite voice actors, you know. It's little things like that that make a huge difference. And that's why I like continue to support Alcon because of stuff like this.
And thank you to TNT Cosplay Supply for bringing Evil Ted out, because they were actually responsible for having him come out here to Texas for the first time, where he managed to have a Whataburger before he left.
Yes, good man. It needed to happen.
Yes, they had fantastic guests this year. The dealer's den constantly had people in it. I mean, except for Thursday, but that's because it was the first day of the con. And Artist Alley, to the best of my knowledge, had people in it. There were constantly people browsing. They had an official con photographer set up to do full-on studio shoots for free, which was really cool. Now, granted, you had to pay for the photos afterward if you wanted to, have your own high-def quality version of them. But, he would happily take pictures of you, whether you were in costume or not. And he was really nice. So, good on Alcon for being able to do that. Other than that, I don't really have anything else to add about Alcon this year.
I know the days that we went, I went Thursday, Friday, and pretty much all of Saturday. We sat in a couple of panels, we did a couple of things, met some the guests that were there, did some activities. The Starship Simulator was ridiculously fun, even though we blew up twice, and the third time we had a computer malfunction. That was interesting. We made fun of my Prius in the process, so it was even better. The panels were good. We got some new content. Jedi Cole always does really fun game shows. I don't know how he continues to keep bringing in new game shows, even though it's like the same thing. Like it's the same like subject, like, you know, do you know the Star Wars? But he always manages to find really oddball questions to keep throwing in there or new ways to play it up that it always feels like it's different every time you go to it. So he's a blast. I love Jedi Cole. He's fun. Really, the only downsides that I had to the convention was because it was a new location. There's always hiccups with new locations, as everyone knows if you've attended conventions. That's just kind of a thing now. Definitely needed more signage. Probably would have helped if they did not block off the escalators. Even if they weren't working, it would have been nice to still be able to walk up and down them instead of having to rely on the very slow elevator. So,
yes, please.
Thanks, hotel. That was awesome. And I know it probably didn't help that 2 days prior to the convention, the Intercontinental got changed over to the Renaissance. So they were having to go through that whole set of growing pains while taking on a full convention at the same week. It's not ideal for anybody. Stuff happens. Yay. And my only other critique is I would like to see some new panel content, because we've gotten to the point now where a lot of things are repeating over and over again by the same people. And I understand trying to fill the schedule to have like a person do the same panel like once every other day to kind of capture those people who maybe couldn't come in on Thursday, but they're there on Saturday. And that's fine. But at the same time, we're getting to the point where it's repeating so much that we're just not seeing as much new stuff as we should. It'd be nice if we got some more advanced panels or even like medium level or intermediate panels, just new something.
If they're going to get more panelists, they may wish to rethink their panelist compensation system. And I know that a lot of cons have been changing this recently, where typically if you were, you know, offering a panel or two, if you did a certain number of hours, you'd just get a free badge straight up. Well, now some conventions are moving to a tiered system where if you do a certain number of hours, you get a discount on your badge instead of a free badge. And for some panelists, that can actually be make or break. So I would urge AllCon constructively to consider your panelist compensation system, look at the number of hours in each tier, and consider what would be appropriate, you know, to encourage new panelists to come in. Because especially if the new panelists have never been to your convention before, they may be less apt to attend your convention, you know, on a trial basis, unless they can afford it, in addition to, you know, bringing all the stuff for their panel. Something to think about.
Anything's better than Anime Matsuri's policy, that's for sure. Oh, I gotta get the slam in. Yay!
Their parking was very nice.
Yeah, actually, it wasn't that bad. I know some people were like, it's $10 for the, you know, one time in, one time out thing. But I didn't have a big issue with paying that. It was just like, okay, whatever.
It was a little less efficient if you basically left each day and had to come back. So if you weren't staying at the hotel. If you were staying at the hotel, it was a fan-freaking-tastic deal.
Yeah.
It was just $10 for the whole stay. But, you know, if you had to leave for any reason, like, I felt like I was only there on Thursday for maybe an hour. It's like, well, $10 isn't really worth it for an hour. But if I were, you know, staying there, then yeah, it would definitely be worth it. I didn't know that the garage across the street, or across the, I guess technically it's a street, across the way, was $5 a day.
Yeah, I actually thought that that was a business garage. That's why I didn't even bother with it.
It is. But it's open to the public.
Ah, see, did not know that.
Yeah, that was actually listed. I think it was on their Facebook where they finally posted about it. The only problem that I had with it is that they don't allow overnight parking. So if you were a day tripper, that would have been the way to go. If you're staying at the hotel or overnight, you needed to park in their garage. Or on their lot if you were lucky enough to find any open parking spaces.
Didn't help that valet came in and took some of those parking spaces away and just kind of look at them like, guys, you suck. And they weren't used the entire weekend because every time I drove by them, they were empty. Mean.
Somebody wanted to pay for it.
Yeah, well, it was expensive.
Yes. That's how valet is.
It's expensive. So of course we weren't going to pay for it. Duh.
I want to park my own car. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
especially since I don't believe that valet necessarily had in-out privileges either.
I don't think they did, so no, I'm good.
All right. Well, all in all, good year at AllCon once again this year. We are looking forward to next year. I don't even know what the dates are next year or where they're going to be, but we will find out.
And then, as far as the panels and the content, the contest itself, I will be editing them sometime this week, and they will be up this week, if not by the weekend, in time for this episode to release. So you'll have access to all of it. Yay.
And we will eventually recover from the exhaustion.
Actually doing pretty good, but again, I had a full 8 hours of sleep on Sunday, so that helped out immensely.
Yeah.
Yay.
It would be really nice if I had, but I didn't.
I think because I just did so much walking and I was mentally and physically exhausted, I just hit that point of okay, sleep. It was compacted with a really rough week on top of a really rough month at work. It just all kind of piled on top of each other. I knew it was going to happen, and I'm glad that it did because I needed the sleep.
And it was nice to see friends again, too.
It was, yeah. I ran into a lot of people. It's funny how this happens sometimes and then it doesn't happen other times. Like at the other AllCon hotel, even though it's such a tiny space, there are times where I don't see anybody the entire weekend. And I'm like, how? This is such a small space. How do I miss you? But then you go to a larger space like this and I ran into everybody. No problem. Like, conventions, why? Where's this logic? How does this happen? Somebody needs to study why this occurs to ensure that the rest of us can prevent this from occurring again. I just want to see my friends. Oh, something really random, but something really cool that happened. We won two free tickets to Scarborough Fair while we were there.
But by we, she means she and her brother.
Yeah, so my brother was with me. My brother is the one who actually won it. He spun the wheel and it landed on tickets. And I was like, does that actually mean tickets? Yes, it's tickets. Like, we actually have legit passes. I was like, oh, damn. Go broke.
I want a tote bag.
Nice. That's actually a really nice tote bag too.
It is a decent little tote bag. They did a good job with the screen printing.
I got a fan. Cause that's my luck.
Hey, the first time I went, I got a crown, so
Yeah.
there's that.
Yeah, I already know what I'm doing for my birthday. I'm going to Scarborough Fair.
Not a bad way to go.
I'll take it.
All right. Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Well, we will call an end to this episode 163 of Cospod the Podcast for all things cosplay. If you would like to contact us or let us know how you enjoyed the AllCon cosplay contest, you can contact us at any of our social media, which you can find here.
I timed that correctly this time. Go me.
I've tried to like pause for a moment and give the grand gesture so you know exactly where I'm going to say it this time so I don't surprise you.
Because I'm having a really bad time of actually typing in the chat at the exact same time that you're about to do that, and I need to stop doing that.
And of course, you can always email us podcast@cospod.org if you would like to give us your questions, comments, concerns, suggestions, constructive criticisms, or if you would like to invite us to your local con to be a guest or a judge, and we are happy to do either one or both. But until then, we will see you guys next time in episode 164 of Cospod the Podcast for all things cosplay. We hope everybody is having a wonderful convention season. Happy cosplaying, everybody.
Bye, everybody.